Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space. Returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of...
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته May Allah's blessing and mercy be upon us all. Amen. Hello brother and sister in Islam, the topic that we are going to discuss about today is about the importance of self-control. Every one of us want to be under control. The best way to have self-control is to follow the way that Allah has described in His ayah and the saying of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Because by nature, we all humans want to control something. The best thing for you to control is to control your own self before it's too late. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلَا تُلْقُ بِأَيْدِكُمْ إِلَى تَحْلُكَ That we got to make sure that we do not destroy ourselves. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave a very simple guidance to all of us by saying, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ Allah is telling us about our nature. He is the creator. He knows the in and outside of every one of us. Whether you are Muslim or you are not yet Muslim, but we believe all of us are the creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah said, "Wal asri, innal insan lafi khusr." Allah is telling us that verily all mankind is in loss. All, not only Muslim, all mankind. That's why Allah used the term insan, not only Muslim. Every one of us, every children of Adam is a loser. But alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not just stop there or end there. He continued by saying, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ Except now there is a group of people that is not included. Yeah, as a loser now. At first, Allah used a term, a general term. Innal insan lafi khusr. As long as you are mankind, you are all a loser. Then Allah said, except illa allazina amanu. Except those who believe. Who is the believer that Allah is addressing? Allah is calling now. Is those who believe in Him. Not just believe in any God, but believe in one God, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you become a believer, you can still become a loser. Because belief is not just a matter of word or feeling. But belief always follows up with action. Belief without action is just like a tree without fruits. There's no benefit. That's why Allah said, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ Except those who believe in the right religion of Allah, al-Islam, and follow up with his belief with amal salih. Not all amal. Allah never said just an amal, but Allah said amalan salihah. Righteous deed. What is amal salih? Amal salih means a deed that Allah commands you to do and the way you perform it, you follow the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam and you do it purely lillahi ta'ala. لِبْتِغَاءِ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ Nothing more, but purely to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not to please your in-laws, your friend or anybody, but Allah alone. That means sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, if you are a believer, and then you become a person who act on what you believe, follow up your belief with amal salih, righteous deeds, that is only good for you. But if you just think of yourself, you are still a loser. Because self-control in Islam is not just thinking of yourself. It's not within yourself. But then Allah continue, وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالْحَقِّ. Means, after you have become a good person, you must invite other to become good. You must call other people to be like you, because now you are a good person. You want other people to be like you. You are successful. You want people to be successful with you. That means you are not a selfish person. You are a person who care for others, who love your fellow mankind. And then lastly, Allah said, وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ. Then you must have patience, have self-control. Even you want to believe in Allah, you must have a lot of patience. You must know how to control yourself properly. Because you cannot believe in Allah in your own way. A lot of people want to believe in Allah, but they try to believe in Allah in their own way. Allah do not allow you to believe in Him in your way. He wants you to believe in Him in His way. Now this is very important, a very important point. A lot of people want to believe Allah, want to talk about Allah, but in their own understanding. Why not we just believe in Allah in the way Allah wants us to believe in Him? And how the Prophet has explained to us. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remind وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ. That means whatever you do, even you want to believe, you must have a lot of patience. Because you need to learn. Because everything in Islam starts with knowledge. That's why even to believe in Allah, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Meaning Allah wants you to know Him with knowledge. And not just saying, yeah, I know who is Allah. He is the creator. He is up in heaven somewhere. No. But you must know what Allah talk about Himself and what He wants you to do. And then, when you want to do any good deeds, you must have a lot of patience. You must have self-control in doing good things. Overdoing things is not good. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I'm not looking into the quantity of your deeds. He didn't say the aktharu amala linabluwahum ayyuhum ahsanu amala. Ahsanu amala, not aktharu amala. Not, Allah is not saying that I'm going to test with you a lot of deeds, but I'm going to test with to look into the best deed that you can do. Allah look into quality of your deeds, not only the quantity. The quantity have no value in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please be careful, brother and sister. I know we have good intentions sometimes. We need to do a lot of good things, but you must have self-control. Even good things you cannot just do in your own way, what you like to do, but you must do it the way Allah wants you to do and the way He has taught His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Then when you are doing all these things, Islam reminds us that you must not think of yourself, you must save others. So وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالْحَقِّ, call others to join you, to do the good thing, to become a true believer. And you must have self-control when you call people. Because it's not easy to call people to do good things sometimes. It's not easy for us to call people to change. They say, bad habit, die hard. Or you can say, tradition, die hard. People are so used with their own way. Now you want to call them to the way of Allah. You need a lot of patience. You need to have a lot of self-control. Without self-control, you will fail. That's why the Prophet ﷺ, when he was asked by a man from Hadith Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, called, he said that a man, a rajulun, asked the Prophet, قَالَ لِلنَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمُ أُوْسِينِ. A man came to the Prophet and he asked the Prophet, O Prophet, console me, advise me of something that is important for me. So the Prophet said to this guy, لَا تَخْدَى. Don't get angry. فَرَدَّدَ مِرَارًا. And the man keep on repeating, asking the same question to the Prophet. Advise me, O Prophet Muhammad, or counsel me. The Prophet keep on repeating the same thing by saying, لَا تَخْدَمْ. Don't get angry. Meaning the Prophet is telling us, you must have control to yourself. The stronger person in Islam is a person who knows how to control himself. Not a person who are a wrestler, person or muscular, but a person who have self-control. So fellow brothers and sisters in Islam, we pray that we are among the people who can control ourselves, especially control ourselves from getting angry unnecessarily, not for the sake of Allah, but the sake of shaitan. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen our iman and increase our patience. وَبِاللَّهِ تَوْفِيقِي وَلَا أَقْلِ دَعْوَنَا وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Do you know what Islam says?
Welcome back to this program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us and to help us and to make us among the siddiqeen. Fellow brother and sister in Islam, I remember that we have discussed something about self-control before this, and inshallah, now we are going to continue further about how to control yourself. Now, we all know that it's not easy to say, inshallah, I will control myself. It is not easy to say, be patient. It's very easy to tell others to say, be patient, my brother. Be patient, my sister. But when something happened to us, we know how difficult, and how hard for us to control ourselves. But what is important here is we must ask ourselves, can we do what we can do? No. Everything, there is a limit. We cannot do everything. We only can do things that we can. I just give you an example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remind us, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوءٍ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. You see what Allah is telling us? He said He is going to test all of us. He is going to put all of us into a trial. What Allah is going to test us, and with what? And how? Allah said, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْقَوْمِ. I am going to test all of you, the feeling of fear. He put the feeling of fear inside our heart. Some people fear towards some small insects. Some people are phobia with darkness. Some people have so much fear here and there. Now all this is a disease, but at the same time it's a test from Allah. If you do not know how to control yourself, you can easily fall into a victim to fear. That means you become so weak. You fear so many things more than Allah. When Allah said, وَلَا تَخْشَوْنَ النَّاسَ وَخْشَوْنِي. Fear no one except me alone. Khawf. Allah said, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَالنَّقْصِ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. And I will also test you with hunger. When Allah tests us like Ramadan, why Allah want us to fast in Ramadan? To torture us? No. Because He loves us. He wants to take care of our iman. He wants us to have self-control, that we become the master of our desire. Not our desire become our master. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى هواه تابعا لما جئت به. The Prophet is trying to tell us, none of us can be a true believer until you have control upon your desire, you control your desire and follow what the Prophet wants you to do. That means you don't have to follow your desire. Whoever follows the desire always wants you to do what is bad for you. Majority of our desire is very destructive, and Allah do not want you to follow your desire. People who follow their desire, Allah said that in the Quran, اتخذوا هواه إلها. There are people who worship their desire. Whatever the desire want them to do, they respond to their desire. They don't respond to what Allah said. People who have no self-control will go and lose himself and just follow what the desire want him to do. And Allah is going to test us with what? With poverty. What can you do when you are poor? You try your best to work out. Work hard. We know that Allah will give rizqi to everybody. Allah's rizqi is everywhere. It's a matter of, do you work for it or not? Even the bird, the animals survive. How can human can survive? It's because maybe we are lazy. We do not know what we should do. When we know what we can do, but we have been lazy. So we hope that we all will pass the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have self-control. Blame other people. Anything goes wrong, blame yourself. Ask yourself, what have I done? Why can't I change? Just ask yourself. Control. Yeah? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I'm going to test you with loss of family. That means your close family member pass away. You must have control. You cannot just get out of control and then thing is going to become worse for your life. We do not want to just because of one person pass away in the family, then we lost control ourselves and then we forget everything. There are so many things before us. Everybody is going to go sooner or later. Whether you are prepared or not, you're going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So please, brother and sister, try to have self-control because these are not things that you can stop. You have no authority about your life. It belongs to Allah. When the time comes, Allah will take it, He take it back. That's why Allah said, at the end of the day, be grateful and also send good news to people who have patience. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remind us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. O you who believe, Allah said, ask Allah for help. Invoke Allah for anything you want from Him. But you must invoke Allah with patience. You must have self-control. You cannot demand from Allah, oh Allah, give me this, I want this. Who are we to demand from Allah? It is your duty to try to do your level best what Allah wants you to do. And then at the end of the day, you pray to Allah and ask Allah to help you. And Allah wants you to ask Him with patience. You must have control to yourself. And then Allah wants you to ask Him through your prayer. That means you also must perform your duty towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by praying 5 times a day, minimum. Salatul Fajr, 2 rak'at. Zuhur, 4 rak'at. Asar, 4 rak'at. Maghrib, 3 rak'at. Isha, 4 rak'at. This is the number that belongs to Allah. 2, 4, 4, 3, 4. But don't doubt this number. You won't reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You just got to act upon this number. Pray. When Allah call you to pray, it's because Allah loves you. He wants you to keep on communicating with Him. He wants you to talk to Him. How lucky we are, brother and sister, if the king invite you to see Him 5 times a day. But this is not just a normal king. He is the king of all kings. He wants to talk to you. He wants you to talk to Him. Communicate with Him 5 times a day. But we have no self-control. We just follow our desire. We give excuse. I have no time for Allah. Now all the things that you want to do, and if you want to get closer to Allah, also you must have self-control. Even you want to advise people, even you want to do good thing, want to pray, want to fast, you must have control. The same thing going, if you want to do something bad, you must have control to yourself. Don't follow your desire. If anything He wants you to do that's going to destroy you, stop it. Talk to yourself. I am your master. I control you, oh my nafs. You don't control me. So that at the end of the day, we hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call upon us with the calling of Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan marudiyya fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, there will come a time He will call upon the soul. Whose soul that He will call? Nafsul mutma'inna, the peaceful soul, the soul that is under control. The people who know how to control their desire. Allah will call upon us. Come back to me. Irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiya. Come back to Allah. To me, your creator. Because you are pleased with what I have predestined upon you, what I have fitted upon you, and now I am pleased with you because you have self-control. You know how to control yourself for the sake of Allah. So Allah is very happy and very proud of us after we can control our own desire. Then Allah said, come and enter among the group of people who are righteous among us. Yeah, Allah said, فَدْخُلِي فِي ibadi, come and join the group who always remember Allah, who have self-control, who always please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي and enter my paradise. You see the blessing of self-control. When you can control yourself properly, you have the patience, yeah, and to control yourself, and then people will look at you as an example. At the end of the day, Allah said, come and enter my paradise. This is the reward. But a lot of people lost control to themselves because they like to follow their desire. So the best way to control is you control yourself with the guidance of Allah. Now when Allah calls you to do something, you don't control yourself. It's okay. No, I'm very patient. I don't have to pray today. No, when prayer is concerned, when Allah wants you to pray, you must pray. But anything that is bad, you control yourself. I give you an example. You know, death is just at the corner. Why there are more young people die earlier than the old people today? Because the old people, they move very slowly. They have a lot of self-control, very patiently. If they drive a car, also very carefully. But the young one, they're very impatient to drive so fast. Death is waiting for you. If you run faster, you will meet death earlier, faster than the old people. So you must remember, brother and sister, yeah? Whatever we do, please do with self-control. And also, let yourself be controlled by Allah and the teaching of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sunnah of the Prophet, not just anything. Yeah? Some people like to do a lot of good things, but they have no control to themselves. They just do what people want them to do. No. We control ourselves. If people say, come and do this, say, yo, I only do what Allah wants me to do because I'm here to please Him. And I will do what the Prophet wants us to do because he's the best example. So fellow brother and sister in Islam, inshallah, let us work together as a team, as a family. If you are the wife, you know how to control, yeah, the situation at home. For the husband, you know, as a husband, you have responsibility. Inshallah, in the future discussion, we are going to talk about the marriage, Islamic marriage, so that we know how can we develop a good family, and may Allah bless us and bless our family. So, for those who have self-control, please remember, Allah is going to bless you and reward you kindly. So may Allah help us to have more patience, and so that we have more control to our own desire. وَبِلَا تَوْفِيقِي وَلَقْرِ دَعْوَانَا وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ بِحَمْدِكَ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ أَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Islam is a way of life.